So this is the prologue to Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking the Possible Within a Culture of Collaboration, Together a Forest. We stand together in this natural space. We are up to 150 years old, but we are young. We have tiny flowers and moss at our feet. We have a wetland as our close neighbor. We have deer, elk, bear, moose, cougar, ants, worms, gray jays, osprey, bald eagles, loons, bats, painted turtles, squirrels, caterpillars, and lichen. And Stephen, this is a story based on a real event. So it's my storytelling, but it actually happened very close to my cabin at Rosen Lake in southeastern BC. We are alive. We are healthy. We are green. The air is fresh. We are tamarack, ponderosa pine, fir, and birch. With our neighbors, we are an ecosystem. We are together a forest. Actually, as an aside, Suzanne Simard's Finding the Mother Tree is a brilliant scientific basis that's similar to this, as another great book for your listeners. Far down below our crowns, we notice a man with a chainsaw. He brings pain, anguish, death. Some of our family fall, are cut up and hauled away in trucks. As rough roads are cleared, more trucks come with earth movers, more men and more chainsaws. Our rich green mossy forest bed is scraped away by noisy, smelly diesel machines. Rock and crushed gravel begin burying our nutrient-rich soils, our fungi. An ugly, rectangular, gray tin mobile home is trucked in and set down where members of our family once stood so proud, so green, and so in community. That large gray tin box is set so the humans can sit inside to view our wetlands. Our roots and ecosystems are destroyed to make room for the humans. Their house, their road. The wetlands now, too, are being poisoned by the pollutants seeping from the devastated site. Powerful 80-mile-per-hour winds blow tonight from the south. Together, a forest stands to protect our ecosystem. We know this and usually withstand the wind with ease, yet we have lost some of our strength. There are missing trees in our forest. The loss of those that have been cut down and lessened our ability to withstand the strong wind. We bend. When we bend in the wind, we bend too far into that blank space. Our trunks are cracking. A few of us crack open and splinter. A number of us fall. This is a night of fear like none of us have ever seen before. We tighten in our fear. We grieve for those of our family members that have cracked, broken, and fallen. So much damage suffered by all of us and by those that caused this. In the morning, humans burst forth in anguish and anger, and more chainsaws and more earth moving. What was once our forest is now reduced to fewer than half a dozen trees, and ecosystems of a few short months ago are lost. Can't these humans see what they're causing? Why do they look up to us? Instead, they only look at the damage they see as their property. So I'll continue. I'll skip a few paragraphs, but I will move into, cut out part of this for the purpose of timing, and move into, like trees, we are a forest together. In this forest, this earth sustains and challenges us. The actions, judgments, and projects of others affect people and forests around the globe. How we collaborate determines the quality of our lives, and the quality of our lives determines the ecosystems of human relationships on this small blue planet. By learning better collaboration skills and practices, we may become a more sustainable species. My intention is for the reader to become far better at communicating, engaging, creating, developing trust, and holding accountability with others in their organizations, community and family, and within themselves. And I'll just skip a little further again. Later in this book, you will find the emergence of another forest we call the rainforest. And I refer to the rainforest, the secret to building the next Silicon Valley, which some of your readers might have heard. And I quote, "For all the aspirational talk about innovation by CEOs and presidents, society still lacks the right tools to deal with innovation. The best management tools available are the same ones that automobile manufacturers might use to calibrate the quality of machine parts. Is that really the best management tool for innovation? It's no wonder governments and corporations have such a hard time with it. As organizational leaders in business, government, and not-for-profits, schools, and communities, we must nurture our collaborative culture. We must nurture our forest, because we are all in this together." So that's a shortened version of Together of Forest from my book, Breakthrough to Yes.
Nice. Great. Thank you much. Appreciate it. And I'm sure everyone will love listening to that.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.